The standard PyTest output is actually pretty good. It's come a long way since I started using PyTest. There's nice percentages. If even by default, you can see the test files that ran and all the test cases themselves show up as dots for passing, and then a percent of the test suite complete shows up on the right. It's pretty nice, actually. And there's ways you can customize it. There's all sorts of ways you can customize it. And we're going to take a look at some plugins that customize it for you. And we're going to start with looking at a couple of PyTest plugins that will generate markdown reports, which is cool. Welcome to Test and Code. If you've found value in this podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go over to pythontest.com and look either in the top menu bar or in the bottom footer? And there's a few links we're going to talk about. Contact is how you can get a hold of me. Newsletter is how I can get a hold of you. And support is how you can find links to things like my book, the PyTest book, PyTest courses, the community where you can ask questions. And that's about it, really. I'd really appreciate if, especially if you could sign up for the newsletter. I'm trying to collect emails of people that might be interested in similar topics. Taking a look at the top PyTest plugin list, there are a couple plugins listed. At number six, I'm looking at the February list. At number 76 is PyTest-MD, PyTest-MD. That's a plugin for generating markdown reports for PyTest results. And then down at number 102 is PyTest-MD Report. That is a PyTest plugin to generate test outcome reports with markdown table format. So one does markdown and one does a markdown table. This is cool. That's what we're going to look at today. Let's start with the first one, PyTest-MD. That is a plugin generated by Rafael Pierzina, and it doesn't look like it's got a lot of work lately. If I look at PyPI, it shows that it supports up to Python 3.7. Well, 3.8 is still deprecated. So I tried this out. So I'm trying this on Python 3.13.2 and using PyTest 8.3.4 is what I was trying these out on. And it still works fine, even though it's not listed, hasn't been updated. It's doing some pretty standard stuff that's been supported with PyTest for a long time. So, and also Rafael is one of the PyTest core maintainers. Well, he has in the past. It's still kind of fun. So what does PyTest MD do? If you install it, it will pip install it. And then if you pass it in --MD and then give it a file name like report.md, it does the normal stuff, but then it generates a report file. And this it's a markdown format, and it lists kind of a summary of how many tests passed and failed and skipped and everything. Now you can get a more verbose output if you pass in -v, and that will give you more detail on each test passing or failing. Actually, if you do -v, it'll list every test, even the passing ones, and tell you the times that they ran. It's kind of fun, actually, and it's even incorporated with emoji. So he has another plugin called PyTest Emoji, and if you have that on also and pass in --emoji and -v and to your report, actually, it doesn't matter if you have the V or not. It'll put little emojis like a happy face for passing. And for error, it's a little angry face. It's cool. XPassed is a surprise. Nice. XFailed is a snooze or like sad. I don't know. Anyway, there's emojis. That's kind of fun. Like I said, it hasn't had a lot of love since 2019. I think it was 2019. Let's take a look at the history. Yeah, last touched in July of 2019. And Rafael did some trainings and some presentations around that time. So I don't know if this was associated with something like that. But anyway, you can still take a look at it. It's kind of fun to look at the code. And it might be useful for you to generate some markdown report. So that's nice. Next up, let's take a look at PyTest MD report. It's had a little more activity. So that, if I look at the release history, it was started back in 2020 And the most recent release was January of 2025. So that just last month. So nice. What does this do? It's generating a report. Oh, it's kind of neat. So the Raphael's PyTest MD, it only reports to a file. It doesn't change the standard output. Now, MD report does change the standard output. So if you have it installed and you pass in dash dash MD dash report, at the end, it will list a table, a markdown table with, file path, passed, failed, error, skipped, X failed, X passed, and then a subtotal for each of the files. So it's got all these columns for the different types of things. And the number of tests that are in each column, like the number of passes in a file. And so each file is a row, and that's nice. And they're color-coded. So the failing files are red, the passing, the files that all the tests are passing are green. And then you've got yellow for skipped, X failed, and X passed. And then the total as the color, like basically if there's any failures, it's red, et cetera. You can have a verbose report, but this is kind of cool. It isn't tied to the dash V. It's got its own verbose flag that you pass in. And instead of per file, then it will list, it tells you what file it's in, but it adds another column, which is the function. So you get one row for every test function. So it's a bigger table, but it's pretty cool. It's actually a beautiful looking table. Nice. There's a whole bunch of really cool flags for it too. If something's zero, so like if a test file has zero X fails in it, it'll show up as a zero, but it'll be kind of a light gray zero. So it's pretty, innocuous. But if you don't want any, especially if you're not using color, you might not want any zeros in there at all so that it's easier to read. And you can say like set the MD report zeros to empty. And that'll clear those out. You can also change the color, so you can have control over color. Maybe if you don't want color at all, you can say report color never. And there's a lot of configurations for it. You can set up the configurations in TOML, pyproject.toml, probably your any file too, I imagine. Yeah, I'm sure you can. Yep, it supports any and TOML and setup.cfg, but that's just because it's using the same setting system that PyTest is. So that's pretty cool. So what about if you wanted it in a file? So by default, it's just printing it out, but you can pass it in a file and it'll go to a file instead. And if you want to see it on both the file and the standard output, there's a T flag for that too. So you can have that as well. And what if that markdown file is not quite the same format as you want? So like maybe you want GFM or the GitHub. Are those different? Anyway, there's a couple different flavors of markdown that it supports, which is nice. The other thing is maybe you've got a system where you really aren't using X fails. So you don't really need the X fail and X passed column. So if that's the case, you can tell it to just exclude those columns. That's nice. Anyway, really kind of a really fun plugin. I really like this one. So I think neither of them are a lot of code though. They're not super huge. And that's kind of one of the neat things about PyTest plugins. So this is kind of a fun thing to look at. If one of these is closer to what you need, you can take a look at how they're coding this and take a look. And since these are open source, you have access to it, of course. So check those out. I highly recommend checking out probably both of them, but especially PyTest MD report, because I like those color-coded tables. I also really like that the verboseness is separated. Actually, if you pass in dash V, it will do the verbose also, but I think you can turn... Anyway, it's possible to not have your verbose PyTest and still have a per-function report table, so that's cool. Anyway, this is fun talking about different ways you can report. So next episode, I'll probably do a different plugin that also does a different kind of report. Thank you for listening to Testing Code. Let's keep in touch. Head over to pythontest.com/contact to reach out to me, or /newsletter so that I can reach you, or /support if you'd like to, get a course or something. That's all for now. Now go out and test something.